Ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Kuiger is here, and you know what that means. That means it's time for excitement, and this doesn't get any better than this. Well, you know, I do tend to exaggerate from time to time.
Yes, yes, you do have a sense of the hyperbole.
How's it going?
Hey, pretty good.
You look good.
I feel good. I like your shirt.
Well, thank you, man.
I mean, it's got all these, for folks at home, he's got a shirt with all these flowers. Do you water it often?
These are daisies, I believe.
Daisy?
I think so, yeah.
Give me your answer true.
Well,
I'm half crazy.
I was going to say, I like your shirt too, Carbora Mini Mart.
Hey, it's a collector's item. I have more people talk about this sweatshirt.
Really?
That a friend of mine, Tony, gave me when he owned the Carbora Mini Mart.
Uh-huh.
I have never seen another one like it.
No, I haven't either. It's the first time I've seen it, I think.
Carbora Mini Mart.
Yeah. You know, some things are a thing of the past, but we try and hold on to them as long as we can.
Well, you and I do a good job of that.
I can say that about a lot of things.
This would be true.
Yeah. Well, by the way, great question yesterday. Mamas and Papas, Monday, great tune.
Thank you.
I had to play it all when, you know.
Oh, did you?
Robert Dowling called in and identified it right away.
Way to go, Robert.
But I had to go home and play the whole thing.
Well, I mean, you always, whenever we have a question on Monday, you usually break into.
You inspire me.
Exactly.
Yeah, well. Sorry.
That's all right.
I got off track there, but it was a great question yesterday. I enjoyed
thank
that.
Thank you. So, therefore, I'm doing a geographical question today.
I knew it. I knew it was coming.
Hey, our category today, in spite of Ron's chagrin, is equatorially speaking.
Uh-oh. All right.
Equatorially speaking.
All right.
Okay?
All right.
The equator.
Okay.
It runs through 13 countries of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Six of them are in Africa.
Okay.
Name one.
Name just one of the countries?
Just name one country that the equator runs through the continent of Africa.
Well, I'm just going to be guessing when I say it, but, you know, I can probably come up with a few. Early in the morning, you can wake up with WCHL and everything you need to know about what's happening in our local community. Hi, this is Ron Stutz. I'm your host for 3 hours a day, 6 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday on WCHL. All your local news and sports, including exclusive coverage of Carolina and the local high schools. Traffic and weather together. The inimitable Nikki Morse, Art Chansky, Wayne Pond, Freddie Kuiger, D.G. Martin. And at the top and bottom of the hour, it's CBS News. Hometown heroes, commentaries, and more on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Freddie, you want to know what countries in Africa the equator runs through?
Correct.
And, you know, for that, I would have to have a good basic knowledge of all the countries in Africa. The only thing I can come up with right now is Ethiopia. Is that one of them?
Wow, you were close.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Once again, you're in the stadium, but not in the right seat.
Liberia.
Strike two.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Guess once more.
I'm really trying to think of another country in Africa and coming up blank here. Uganda.
You got it.
Uganda. Okay.
You got it.
There you go.
The countries in Africa through which the equator runs, Gabon, Republic of the Congo.
Right.
Democratic Republic of the Congo.
Yeah.
Uganda, Kenya, or Somalia.
I should have gotten Kenya. Yeah. I should have known that.
2,500 miles the equator runs through Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And the other seven nations of the world, just for the record, Ecuador, Colombia, Brazil, Sao Tome and Principe, Maldives, Indonesia, and Kiribati.
Always seems to be rather warm.
Well, then depending on the currents and winds, you can find some temperate areas, even though the equator runs through your country.
Okay. Well, the next time the equator runs through my country,
then you need to call 911 because we're in a heap of trouble.
Because I'm in the wrong place.
Something ain't right. The 23.5 degree tilt of the Earth's axis, something's gone bad wrong.
Yeah, well, that would alarm me
well,
if I knew that. Thank you, Freddie.
I don't think I would want the alarm. Just let me sleep.
That's been a pleasure.
Okay, see you tomorrow.
Thanks very much.
All right.